most of my mother's side of the family, aunts, uncles, my grandmother, my grandfather briefly, although he moved to GE, and everybody worked at Sprague's. Like, yeah. Everybody had family members that worked there. I had, on my father's side, a lot of his siblings worked at Sprague's. My Italian grandmother, well, right. She wasn't Italian, but she married Italian. She worked at Sprague's. So, like, everybody knew, had mm-hmm. people working at Sprague's. And so the fact that people were starting to get laid off mm-hmm. was really scary. And I remember my grandmother was having some health problems when she was working at Sprague. And so, like, the decision was, like, does she leave because of her health problems and let mm-hmm. somebody else hold a job? Mm-hmm. Or does she try to stick it out and then somebody else could get cut? And ultimately, she decided to go ahead and retire early mm-hmm. for her health reasons, which ended up working out for her probably better. But just knowing, like, more and more people mm-hmm. were losing their jobs, it was like shaving off, mm-hmm. cutting back, shaving more, you know, so everybody started scrambling. And GE picked some people up because now suddenly there were people to hire, mm-hmm. but it was a big commute for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So if a family didn't have a car, or if they were sharing a car, and it made it really hard, but so I remember that was being really panicky. And I also remember, like, because fewer people were working there, downtown North Adams, all the businesses and restaurants started to collapse because people would go shopping on payday. Right. And that was like, you know, it's like anything else. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really touristy. It was hometown. Like, the hometown mm-hmm. people would go. And if they were going to go out to eat somewhere special, that's where they would go. There weren't really very many restaurants in Adams, or maybe two, you know, and there mm-hmm. were diners. So, like, if you want, and they weren't open at night. So if you wanted to go out to dinner, mm-hmm. you were in North Adams, you know. And so all of that started to crumble. The clothing mm-hmm. stores started to crumble. The 5 and 10 store mm-hmm. crumbled. Like, everything just started to fall apart.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole economy of North Adams just started to collapse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how did people cope with that?
Oh. Youth went to college and didn't come back. Mm-hmm. Parents really had a crisis if they lost their job. Right. Like, there were a lot of people that had no other skills. Mm-hmm. They'd only ever worked in a factory. Mm-hmm. And back then they had secretaries. Like, everybody had secretaries. So Sprague had, like, this office and all these secretaries. Mm-hmm. And so there were all these people and nowhere for them to go. You know, so it was a real hard scramble. People were really panicked, and wow. rightly so, because they had houses, but maybe they had mortgages. Maybe mm-hmm. they had kids still in college. Lot, you know, it was just really a tough time, super tough time for families. Classic New England story, I'm sure, not just New England, but
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
On these factory towns.
Yeah.
Like, what definitely. Do you do? They talk about it now, like, oh, we're gonna go back to coal, and it's like, you're talking dinosaur language. Like, when you have the industry mm. that these communities were built on from the late 18th, early 19th mm. century, when you have big change in industry with, you know, mechanization right. and business leaving to go move south or move overseas, you know, nothing will ever be the same again because right. it's just too big of a change in how people conduct their business at these factories. Mm-hmm. Manufacturing isn't the thing, mm-hmm. at least not in the way it used to be,
right.
you know? Yeah.